Justin Fluke with you, joined by Coach Brooks Pardis. Time to talk Wildcat football. Holton remains undefeated. The Wildcats are a perfect 5-0, and last week a 50-0 victory against Royal Valley. Kind of a different game, Coach. Obviously a good game. You came out and played pretty well, but just the light issue, I guess, was the main kind of distraction and can take a physical and mental toll on a team. So how did you feel like they did under the circumstances of staying focused and playing a full game against Royal Valley?
Well, I think it was fine. You know, I think offensively we improved our option game a little bit, and it's been spending some time on that, executed pretty well on offense. And, you know, I don't know if we're quite where we need to be on our defensive front, but we're starting to make progress there. And there's just, you know, just a lot of things have to be taken care of, and we continue to do that week to week.
What is it that, you know, you mentioned the option game, and it was the first time we had saw that much of it, I guess, and it had a ton of success, but you've had a lot of quarterbacks over the year that you've been able to trust more with the option, maybe because of their decision-making or maybe just the speed and different things they have, but what is it about Matt Lears that seems to allow him to always be able to read it pretty well and rack up a lot of yards on that play?
Well, I don't think he's been the issue. I think he makes good decisions, and then he has a lot of quickness and space. I mean, sometimes he trusts a little bit too much, but he has a lot of quickness that gives people problems. It's really been, you know, our running backs and our blocking schemes up front and getting that taken care of. And as we get better at that, I think it'll be a bigger part of what we do.
You remind us you're starting fullback last week. Jace Hollauer steps in, Caleb Hernandez, and a lot of other kids, I guess, got involved. Was that something that you hope to see here is to build on some depth and be able to see some different guys in different spots out there on your varsity team?
Well, we're always looking for depth. I mean, anytime a kid steps forward and gets it done in practice and shows that they deserve to be out there, we're going to give them an opportunity to be out there, because you just don't know when you're going to have an injury in the playoffs or somebody gets sick or whatever that happens. You never want to blame a loss on not having people prepared for those positions.
Sure, happy with the shutout defensively, but it seemed like there was probably some times when you felt like you couldn't get Royal Valley off the field maybe soon enough. They ran quite a few plays, even though the total yardage and some of the drives, I guess, kept alive because of penalties. Is that the biggest part of that, I guess, with just the number of plays Royal Valley ran and maybe some ways that you allowed them to be able to do that with penalties and such?
Yeah, I think our defensive front has to make more plays for zero gain. It's not that we're playing bad or not doing good things. It's just that we're not putting people in bad situations. We're not putting them in third and long situations often enough, and we're not making plays at or behind the line of scrimmage. So we just have to really continue to work on our mentality on the defensive front. As when you're in there, what are you trying to do? What are you trying to accomplish? And when the opportunity comes, are you making those big plays?
Holton this week has homecoming against Hiawatha. We'll take a break, come back, and visit with Coach Barta about the Week 6 District Big 7 League game right after this. Justin Fluke back with you, joined by Coach Brooks Barta. Coach, before we jump into Hiawatha, I want to just ask you a quick question about the new districts. You're paired up with Big 7 League teams Royal Valley, Jeff West, Perry Lecompton, and then the big name that probably popped to most people was Topeka Hayden, a guaranteed meeting with them the next couple of years. I guess just your thoughts on the new district and your schedule and kind of what that'll look like the next couple years.
Well, I was very happy to stay east because I really don't like riding those yellow buses all over the place. They're not a real comfortable thing. But, you know, having Hayden and Perry, I think, are two teams you look over the next couple of years are going to be really good football teams. And that puts three proven football teams in our district and a couple others that are going to work their way up the ladder. And to stay in the east, I think, is preferable to us. And the way we match up with the next district, I think that looks good. And we picked up probably what is a pretty tough game. We'll have Rossville and Hayden back-to-back late in the season. So that's a little bit of concern from an injury standpoint and preparation standpoint, and then turn right around and play in the playoffs.
I think Rossville will be a fun new non-league and non-district opponent for sure. This week's opponent is Hiawatha, and a Red Hawk team that's kind of been a surprise this year. They've turned some heads. They're 3-2. What makes this Hiawatha team coming in better than maybe what you faced the last couple of years?
Well, I think they have a lot of people back, and they're athletic in the backfield on both the offensive side and the defensive side, and I think they've improved on the line of scrimmage, and they're a better team than they were last year. And You know, it's been a little confusing. They play a little better one week and maybe not quite as good the next week. So we're going to be interesting to see what team shows up for us.
You have homecoming this week. What other internal things are you working through and kind of focused on leading in here to week six?
Well, you know, it's always back to fundamentals for us. There's things that we know we have to do down the road in terms of defending people and the way we have to block people. So we always go back to those fundamentals on every week's basis and continue to challenge each other and improve those fundamentals.
Obviously, a couple guys that you're not going to get back this year, like a Slater Skaggs and Reese Holiday, but it seems like maybe you're getting a little bit healthier, at least, or going in the right direction, do you feel like, as a team with health-wise and building depth here at this point in the season?
Yeah, we've had some guys step in and take over their positions and improve and do things. I think from a leadership standpoint, we lost a lot there, and I think we've had to work really hard on that as far as losing a couple of vocal leaders, and not that they haven't been doing a great job of practice, but they're not there on the field with them, and we have to replace some of that leadership, and that's starting to happen, I think.
Well, best of luck against Hiawatha, homecoming Friday night. Coach, thanks for your time as always.
All right, thank you.
Coach Barta of the Wildcats, the Holton Locker Room Chats on KNZA are a service of Boomer Steakhouse, also Community Healthcare System, the Holton Family Clinic, and by the Farmer State Bank.